This afternoon, Jams on the phone line. The clerk for the county here in Orange County, Tiffany Moore Russell. My first time hearing your voice. I feel honored. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. You got a lot of work. You do a lot of stuff here in Orange County. And for those who don't know, what is your duty? If you can summarize it.
Sure. So my primary duty is the clerk is the keeper of the court record. That is my primary duty. And you say, well, what does that look like in a day-to-day? We manage millions of record files, digital files, as well as paper files, and we also have to protect it. So, you know, cybersecurity is a big priority for us because we have to protect people's information. So we keep anything that is filed in a case, whether it's evidence, Social Security numbers, bank account information, credit card information, we have to protect that information while also making the documents available for the processing of those court cases and for how cases move through the system. So that is our primary duty. We are the keeper and protector of court records.
Oh, wow. Wow. People might say, oh, that's just paperwork, but it's more than just that.
Well, I mean, because if you think about it, right, you file for a divorce, you have to provide your financial information in a divorce, right?
Yeah, it's true that.
But you definitely want me to expose your Social Security number. You want me to make sure that whatever you file, that I have done the necessary protections and precautions to protect your record. Wow. So it's not just managing information. It may seem simple or secretarial, but in this day and age where people are stealing people's identities and people stealing people's information, it is the most important job of protecting that information. We have victims of sex abuse.
Exactly.
We don't want their identity to get out, right?
Right.
So it is protecting what needs to be protected, but while also making documents available so the cases can be processed and handled just like our justice system.
Yeah, very, very important duties there. Honored to have you on the phone line. You got a program going on right now, or I think it's people old have got some fines and fees that owe you off in a payment plan?
Yes. So Operation Green Light kicks off April the 6th, but we have been making sure we let people know not to wait to April. And so what we're doing is making sure people know if you owe the court fines and fees, you have outstanding traffic citations, and your license is suspended, and you have been driving around scared that you're going to get pulled over, mm-hmm. and you are avoiding because you think the bill is too high. You don't have enough. We actually are putting people on payment plans. And so that you can, as long as you put $100 down, you can get your license back. And so long as you still make your payments, you can be driving legally. So
oh, wow.
We are trying to make sure that we reduce the number of unlicensed drivers out there today.
Wow. So they don't have to wait until April for this, or they can head to the office now?
They can come see us right now. Don't wait. Because, again, guess what? They're driving illegally, right?
Yeah.
Waiting for an event to happen. So the event is a statewide program that all the clerks will be doing. But I just don't want citizens of Orange County just to wait for April.
So when they go down to the clerk's office, what should they say? I'm here. I want to know about the green light program.
Yes. Or they can just say, how much do I owe on my case? Now, let me say this. The first thing they can do is visit my website, myorangeclerk.com, and you can look up your case balance. Right. So you can be home. You don't have to wait to come to the courthouse and say, what is it showing that I owe? And then if you figure that out, then you can come down and say, hey, I want to, you know, resolve this. What can I do to get on a payment plan? And that's what I have to do.
Wow. Amazing. How many branches do you have throughout Orange County?
I have 4 branches. We really don't count. And that's Ocoee, Apopka, and Winter Park. And juvenile, but juvenile is, you can't go and pay fines and fees. That is designated for our, where you have those cases involving juveniles and delinquents. So those are the 4 locations that we have. And then we have a team at the jail, but of course that serves those who are currently incarcerated.
Well, on the phone line, Tiffany Moore Russell's on the phone line. What do you love about your job?
You know, what I love about this job, because I've had the privilege of serving as a county commissioner in this it to come up with solutions real time. Oftentimes in other governmental roles, it seems as though the wheel is slow and it takes time to see progress. But the good thing about in this role, because we can, if a lawyer comes to me and say, hey, your system is slow or we're having a hard time, I can get with my IT team or with my operations team and we can address some solutions to fix those problems. So I do like to be able to, in a more efficient way, offer solutions to any challenges that people are facing with my office.
Wow, amazing. I don't know if you think about the impact that you probably have having on young Black girls. And they look up and see that we got this beautiful sister who is a department head for the county. And showing them, things are possible if you work hard. Do you think about that?
I do, because what I think about is to make sure that I'm always seen in a positive light so that I don't dim someone else's light. I recognize that you can either be an encourager or your presence can be a way where it's a negative as well, right?
Right.
So I never want to show something where it makes people not want to engage in this process. So I realize I want to always make sure that I'm seen as a positive leader, bringing about positive change so that someone can say, hey, when can I run countywide and serve in a countywide office? I hope that others can see me and see themselves, right? You want to be able to see yourself in the position and say it's possible.
Wow. Anything else you want to share with the public? I know you got many hats inside and at that office, and we just tipping the iceberg, but anything else you want to share?
Well, I do want to share for your listening audience, we do have the Lydia Gardner Self-Help Center, which is a low-income, low-cost legal program to help customers get advice, look at their forms. We don't represent people, but we do have lawyers available at $1 a minute. And so for people who may have gotten themselves involved in the legal system, whether it's a small claims matter, you're dealing with a divorce or a custody issue or child support, I just want to let people know that we do have the self-help center located in the courthouse. And now, due to pandemics and positives, the lawyers can now meet with you virtually. So you don't have to come downtown. So again, I would encourage people, if you're facing a landlord-tenant matter and you want to ask some legal questions, please visit my website, again, myorangeclerk.com, and search for the self-help center. You can schedule an appointment to see an attorney.
Now, these attorneys are connected to the county, or these are independent attorneys?
So they are independent attorneys. They do not work for Orange County. So we partner with the Orange County Bar Association, and we try to have a diverse pool of attorneys, whether they are Spanish-speaking, Creole-speaking, but also family law attorneys, civil attorneys who can have diversity and work-life experience to be able to answer the questions we normally see coming from those who need assistance.
Wow. Now, who thought of this program? That's dope. I love it.
Well, so that's one of the things I campaigned on. So my prior life, I was an attorney for legal services. So I have a passion for people. And legal services is a program where you have to qualify based on the federal poverty guidelines.
Right.
But there are so many people who fall in the middle, right?
Right.
You know, they're not poor according to the guidelines, but you're a working teacher. You may not be able to afford the $5,000 retainer for an attorney, right?
Right.
So I campaigned on this, is to increase access to justice. And so when I was running, there were a couple clerk's offices that I always looked to, Palm Beach County and Pinellas, where they had something similar. So I would visit those two offices, and then we kind of curated a system that would befit Orange County's needs. So we've had it since 2015, and wow. I was elected in 2014. So that's one of the things I am proud about.
Yeah, you should be, sister. $60 an hour for an attorney, that's a good
deal. No, it's $1 a minute. So $60 an hour, you're correct. You got some good math.
Yeah, that's like, wow, that's a steal right there.
And we don't pick sides, right? So we don't, because you can't, and the lawyers are not allowed to use this as a way to get clients. So it's not a farm pool. You can't pool to get clients. We've actually let some lawyers go because they tried to do that.
Okay.
This is really, because they don't make, the lawyers get $250 a day. That's not a lot of money, right?
From
a lawyer's perspective.
Right.
But it's really a service. You are providing low income advice. So it's not meant for you to make money, and it's just for us to be able to, pay for the program, but help people navigate the justice system who could possibly be facing one of the most challenging issues in their life. So.
Wow. Thank you for that, sharing this information. Thank you for being available. We're looking forward to building a dialogue to have you on regular to share some of the things that are going on in the county so people can be informed and empowered. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep us on speed dial.
All right. So to God bless you. Make sure you have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. Back to more music. It's the Afternoon Jams.